Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Yes, folks, we've been for the last couple of weeks now working on not only your financial freedom, but your total freedom, and we've been trying to help you work your way through the plan. It's interesting, though, as we look at this and we go through it, we find that there are some people that this is really way more difficult on, and it's taking a much more devastating approach. Fortunately for us, the people that it's taking the devastating approach on are people that are not our customers. That's the strange part about this thing, is that the very essence of what we do, which is help people create passive streams of income, is leaving those people in better positions than if they didn't have passive streams of income. So you say, well, you're in real estate, Del, and isn't real estate cratering right now? And the reality is it's not cratering. And that's what I want to discuss today is the outlook, the future, the forecast of what will happen and how it will happen. And with me here today to share her stories from past experience and being right on top of what's going on right now is Miss Lynn Murrow, which is Executive Vice President of Lifestyles. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Del. It's always fun to be on the radio with you.
You got a 30-second, hold your breath for 30 seconds. Can you think you can do that?
Sure.
Okay, listen to this. I got this morning. I just have to share this. I can't hold on to it. I should do it next week. But 1929, Wall Street crash. 1934, depression. 1935, Spanish Civil War. 1937, the recession. 1938, war clouds gather. In 1939, Europe goes to war. 1940, France falls. 1941, Pearl Harbor. 1942, wartime price controls. 1944, consumer goods shortages. 1945, post-war recession. 1946, Dow tops 200. By the way, they thought that was too high, it was going to blow up. 1947, Cold War begins. 1948, Berlin blockage. 1949, Russia explodes an A-bomb. 1950, Korean War. 1951, excess profits taxes empowered. 1952, U.S. seizes steel mills. 1953, Russia has an H-bomb. 1954, Dow tops 300 again, too high, will blow up. 1955, Eisenhower is ill. 1956, the Suez crisis, I guess Suez Canal crisis. Russia launched 1957. Russia launches Sputnik. 1958 recession. 1959 Castro seizes power. 1960 Russia downs U-2 plane. 1961 Berlin Wall is erected. 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. 1963 Kennedy assassinated. 1965 Civil Rights March. 1966 Vietnam War escalates. 1967 Newark race riots. 1968, USS Pablo seized. Pueblo, I guess it is. 1969, markets fall. 1970, Cambodia invaded. 1972, record U.S. trade deficit. 1973, energy crisis. 1974, Nixon resigns. 1977, market slumps. 1978, interest rates rise. 1979, oil prices skyrocket. 1980, interest rates are at all-time high. 1981, steep recession begins. 1982, worst recession in 40 years. 1983, U.S. Marine barracks is bombed. 1984, record federal deficits. 1985, economic growth shows. 1986, Dow nears 2,000. Again, too high. 1987, record market fall. 1988, junk bond scandal. 1989, October mini crash. 1990, Persian Gulf crisis, 92, riots sweep Los Angeles, 93, bombing of World Trade Center, 1994, rising U.S. interest rates, 95, Oklahoma City bombing, 1997, collapse of Thailand's economy, 1998, U.S. impeachment proceedings, 1999, Y2K. 2000, internet stocks plummet. 2001, September 11th happens. 2002, corporate earnings scandal. 2003, Iraq war. 2004, oil prices rocket. 2005, oil prices rocket even further. 2006, emerging markets sell off. 2007, subprime crisis. 2008 through 2009, declaration of the greatest recession ever. 2020, COVID-19 pandemic, global recession declared. Let me just say this. This too shall pass. That whole diatribe right there, Lynn, was to get to that statement. This too shall pass. There has never been a 2 or 3 year piece of history where there wasn't something so devastating that we all thought it was going to bring us to our knees. And yet, somehow, we always get through it. So here we are now. The COVID crisis has scared us to death. We believed that we were going to die. Everybody was going to die. I did a piece yesterday that it starts like this, just so you can get warmed up here, Lynn. It says, it's from January of 2020 to April 1st of 2020, 10 million people died from abortion. 2.8 million people died from starvation. 2 million died from cancer. 1.2 million died from smoking. 422,000 died from AIDS. 338,000 deaths from traffic accidents. 269,000 deaths from suicide. 246,000 deaths from malaria. 211,000 deaths from unclean water. 122,000 deaths from seasonal flu. And COVID virus, 46,000 deaths as of April 1st. Maybe this has been escalated beyond what it really will be. I watched the show last night, Lynn. I sent it to you, and I know you didn't have time to watch it because I sent it to you late last night. And I was just one of those nights where my brain was going 1,000 miles an hour. And it was about multifamily housing, and they had a guy, a banker that you know, had four people on that were all apartment owners and actually they owned more than one apartment. They owned portfolios. And they were talking about what they're doing now and what they would do different and when they would get back in the market. And it was like all of them were like in denial that nothing was going to change. And they said, well, you know, we might have a recession, or not a recession, we might have a turnaround in Dallas of only 5%. Maybe 10 at the most. Houston will be 10 to 15%, you know, where the prices will drop off that much. It's really not going to stop anybody from buying. They're all still in the buying mode, except for the fact for multifamily, they don't like you have to put down a year's worth of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, which that seems to be holding them back from buying anything right this moment. They're thinking that will go away pretty quickly. So I want to bring you in here, Lynn. And I want to discuss starting with single-family housing because I don't feel anything changing. I know that in my mind that there should be a situation where it doesn't happen right away. It happens as people get injured, as the problems are created, as the problems get deeper. Then you start seeing some deals falling out. The more the deals fall out, the more there's people that own cheaper real estate. Now you're competing against somebody with cheaper real estate. They lower their rents, and now you've got more trouble. That's the cycle. But I don't see it yet. How about you? What are you seeing in the single family? Because I know you've got your ear to the stone much more than I do.
Sure. It's interesting that you mention that because I just put a property up for sale in far north Dallas, in Texas. And that property went in a couple of weeks, full price, no contingencies. I pushed back thinking, you know, the common thought is that it's now a buyer's market. But it depends on where that buyer is, and I'll talk about that in a second. But I pushed back and said, hey, how about you pay for your own title policy? How about you pay for your own homeowner's insurance policy? And that's typically in our market paid or by the seller. They came back saying no problem, and we closed in a week or so. So,
wow.
Right? So you would look at that and go, okay, no difference whatsoever. In other states across the country, we're seeing some softening already, and we're
right,
seeing...
Well, I'm going to cut you off right there because I want to hear that whole story uninterrupted, and we've got only like 10 seconds left before we're going to go into a break here, 15 seconds at the most. So I want to make sure we don't cut that up. So right here, cutting off this segment, wow, houses are still selling very quickly, no problem. We'll be right back with Lynn Merle and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Before we went to break, I had Lynn Merle, Executive Vice President of Lifestyles, coming on, giving her opinion of where she sees the marketplace. And unfortunately, we ran her right into the back of a segment, so I'm going to bring her back on here. And what we're talking about today, if you're just now tuning in, is the fact that this too shall pass. The question is how long and how deep will it go before it comes out the other side? And the setup was, got a lot of people that I'm hearing talking about this like it really isn't even going to be a hiccup or a bump in the road. So I'm going to leave it over to Lynn now. Lynn, sorry you got cut off on that last segment, but you were talking about the fact that you sold your house and did really well, really fast here in Dallas. What about the other areas? You were going to bring up the point about location.
I think across the country, like we've seen with other recessions, it depends on the strength of that local market before, you know, whatever crisis hit. And this certainly was a crisis coming out of the blue. But before that hit in the Texas markets, the markets were incredibly strong, and there was a lack of housing for people who were moving into the state. And those moves are still occurring, and they were occurring throughout the lockdown. People were moving in and buying properties, and that's where my buyer came from. And so we're going to have a stronger market in the North Texas marketplace versus some other areas across the country. And we're seeing some softening already, and we are seeing a little bit of a turn to a buyer's market. And so there's opportunities there. And then, as I'm always saying, there is always an opportunity in every market for distressed sellers and distressed properties. And the difference is that some people have run away, or they're sitting on the curb with their money watching what's happening, and they're going to miss the opportunities by making that choice. So our members are out there making offers, and our members are out there testing the waters. We have one member in multifamily buying a property who retraded for $500,000. Well, that represented about 10%, and that is an excellent retrade in that market. So there's opportunity out there, but I agree with you, it's going to be a long tail. We're going to slide into this.
So I want to try to put some type of a number or a percentage or at least an image of what a deal would look like. So we're going to stay with single family right now for people that are out there, and we'll work the multifamily later if we have enough time. But let's go back to the single family and say, look, what would a good deal look like a week ago, let's say 2 months ago, back when the market was still strong, we hadn't had COVID problem yet, January, February, what did a good deal look like that somebody was buying in your area, Dallas area, Las Vegas area? If you know Houston, you can throw that up there too. I know Houston, but those areas I don't know. What did a good deal look like? And then I'll show you what they looked like in Houston.
Oh, sure. I think if we're talking in general across the country, if you could get in, you know, before this crisis hit, if you could get all in at the value of the property, and you could make that property cash flow for $250 or more a month, you were looking at a good deal. You know, so then if you could get a distressed property, if you could then rehab that property and get in for $300, $400 a month, you were looking at a great deal. So you had, you know, something similar to the market that we had before the last recession. You know, I remember you talking on the radio going, look, you know, it might be $250 a month. You do enough of those, and you can replace your W-2 income. That's just where we were at that time. And we were in a similar place.
So in Houston, we had a slightly different market. We were able to buy stuff that was distressed from flooding. We had a lot of flood properties. And we were able to buy some of that stuff at tremendously low prices. That purchase and rehab together, you still had quite a bit of equity left in the property, $10,000, $20,000, and you were getting, you know, $300, $400 a month positive cash flow. We were picking those up as our, those were our cherry pick deals. Those were the great ones. The rest of the deals, you figure you're probably pretty much the same if you get $200 or $300 positive cash flow. And any equity at all would be considered, you know, a good deal. Hey, I picked up a little equity. In other words, when you're all in, your purchase price, rehab, closing costs, everything, and that total is less than the after repair appraisal value, then you've done something pretty good. So that's where we were then. Where do you think we are now?
Well, we're already seeing that. My sign when a market turns is when the wholesalers come flocking back to Lifestyles Unlimited. Some wholesalers stay with us year-round because they like working with our members, and it's easy transactions because everybody knows how it's going to work. Other wholesalers want to push the price, and they want to auction that off on the front lawn, right? And we just don't do those things because that's how real estate investors get hurt. When they all start coming back and they start playing nice and they start going by our terms, which protects the buyer, that's when we know we have a turn in the market. And so we're seeing softening. We're seeing brokers come back saying, hey, we'll entertain offers on properties that we rejected offers on before for 10 or 12% less in different markets. So in that wholesale community, that's always our first sign. We're also seeing offers getting accepted on MLS for less than the list price. And I think that we will see those distressed properties be possibly zero down again. And we don't know how long that's going to last, but what's happening is people are getting panicked if they have a distressed property for sale, that their values are just going to continue to go down. And so that offer that's in front of them right now is going to be considered when maybe, you know, 3 months ago they wouldn't have even entertained it or possibly even given you a response to it.
Now, on single family, was there anything like the multifamily moratorium by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgages where they said you can have a moratorium for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months? Mm-hmm. Did they do anything like that in single family?
They did, and it was much more favorable. Most of them, instead of having a payback period, you know, I think now they've become more reasonable in multifamily, and you've got about 12 months to pay back. What a lot of lenders are doing on single family, a lot of those servicers of those loans, they're just tacking it on to the end of the loan. So it'll be a balloon payment if you sell or refinance. And that is much more attractive to single family operators than any sort of payback period.
Well, that's also going to blunt some of the devastation, right?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, they'll have some relief.
So they're smarter this time around than they were last time when they just let everything go to pot and people were losing houses left and right. So, you know, as we go to break here, we've only got 30 seconds. Again, I'm going to bring this point up and I'm just going to throw it in your lap to think about and come back and discuss this. Is this thing going to go down? Is it going to actually grow some teeth and bite somebody? Or are these people sitting on the sidelines cheering and drinking cans of beer and throwing their beer cans at the world saying, None of this is going to affect me. I don't feel a thing, which is an interesting positive on the other side. We'll be right back with Lynn Murrow and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Lynn Murrow, Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited. And we're just doing our little Friday thing that we do. We get together and we discuss matters that are going on. And the matter that was on my mind this morning that I wanted to just toss around was, what is a good deal and are we going to see any of these? And this was all prompted by watching something last night, a video of a bunch of investors saying they didn't think that there was going to be much of a recession at all, that it was really not going to hit. So, Lynn, the next point to be made is, what if there is no recession? Now, you know, I've gone out there. I've called it. It's going to crash and we're going to have opportunities. I'm not retracting that. But I'm saying, okay, no one else seems to be on my bandwagon with me. Maybe I'm the only guy. But the question is, what would it mean if nothing went down? 30% unemployment in the country and real estate values don't go down at all? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was on the live version of that call, and I was on another one this week. And there's some interesting statistics coming in on rent being paid. And then you listen to the news, and the world is falling apart. We're all going to be homeless. We're never going back to work. I think the answer is somewhere in between, which is what you've been calling. But, you know, the unemployment rates, everybody keeps saying those are way too low. They're too low because they don't include people who are furloughed, people who are business owners, sole proprietors, and are going to be opening back up. There's a lot of people on unemployment right now that typically would not be eligible for unemployment. And so those numbers are only reflecting what is considered the hardcore unemployment, still 14.7%, a really high number. But an awful lot of people will be going back to work. The longer, though, we struggle through these state restrictions, the more likely we're going to have a recession. And the longer we go through this, the longer that recession is going to last, in my opinion. And so the other thing people have to think about is on the news, there's agenda at play. This all is the perfect storm falling in the political season, although since President Trump was elected, it's been a nonstop political season. But you have agendas of a lot of the news media that the more they can convince people that this is horrible, that we're not going to recover, the danger they run is they're calling this too soon. And as we open up, if we are successful, they are going to have mud all over them, and I don't know how they're going to get it off. On the other side, you listen to some industry stuff, and when they're sponsored by lenders and brokers, then you've got, hey, it's all okay. There's not going to be any problem. We're going to open up. We're going to flip that light on, and everything's going to go back to normal because they need people to believe that to continue to use their services and buy their products. You would think we'd be one of those. except that we have something that you always say, right? Heads I win, tails you lose, it's good to be king. You know, in the real estate market, it's just the nature of real estate. The impacts are slower. You can see them coming. You always make the reference to the train coming down the track. You have time to get off the track because you can see the train coming in the distance. And that's really where we're at here. So we need to be prepared for whatever is coming up. Do I think that we're going to release people back into business, the lights are going to go on, and things are going to be just fine? As you know, you called this from the very beginning as a U-shaped recovery. I did not, because I was optimistic that we would get through this quicker and have much more effective interventions from our government. Sending checks out to everyone, whether they need the money or not, is not an effective intervention. And they've compounded it with other ideas that they've had, and they've taken a very ineffective approach to getting money into the hands of people who need it, who are directly impacted. So as a result, when we turn the lights back on and we say 25% capacity, most businesses do not have the kind of profit margin that allows them to operate profitably at 25% capacity. Then you have an ineffective approach to unemployment, which makes people prefer to stay on unemployment rather than go off unemployment and go back to their job. Because as of now, many people are making more money on unemployment than if they go back to work. So you have small businesses having trouble finding people to reopen. So those ineffective responses to this crisis are going to result, in my opinion, in a recession.
I like what you said when you brought up the old saying of heads I win, tails you lose. I always win. It's good to be king. And it paralleled with a thought that was running through my mind when you said it, which was, you know, the reason why this is so interesting is because your real estate might go down in value, but my real estate might go up in value. Is that not really pretty fickle if you think about it? In other words, the people that are operating their properties correctly could end up being like they were in 2008, the benefactors of all the people that are not operating their properties correctly. And people will move to those better places to live. I know that you have lived through 4,000 emails in the last 2 weeks of our customers. Now, our customers in general have been pretty well trained, and they're pretty decent people. Yet, how many emails have you seen where they're talking about, I'm going to send this guy a nasty letter, or can I get this person out? And I mean, there's two or three people in our group that are just bombarding everybody with these, how do we beat these people type emails. And all of our staff, you and everybody else, is just saying, shut up. Be nice to these people. These are our clients, right? You know what I'm talking about. So the bottom line is, if those people are telling us that's what they're thinking, you know darn well that's what they're doing. And how about the people that aren't even bothering to email and ask, should I be mean? They're just mean as natural personal preference, right? It's possible people could move out of those apartments, Lynn, or move out of that rent house because you treated that person terribly, and move right back into one of our properties and make us more money. We could end up making more in value while somebody else right across the street from us goes down. Now, in 2008 and 2009, when I bought that property with 320 units vacant, there's 3,500 units on that street in about a three-block area, 11 apartment complexes. I went from vacant to full in 18 months, and three other properties went to bankruptcy. So there's a perfect example how one person could be just killing it. And right across the street, that killing it is hurting somebody else. And so that's the beauty of this thing. It's like I've never even thought about, and I just thought of this right now, I've never even thought about our properties not making it. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And we are, this is a time frame where operations is king. In our business, it's the deal that's sexy. People love the deal. They love the chase. They love bringing that deal down, wrestling it to the ground, getting it financed, getting it closed, and then getting it to take over. And then you kind of have that, you know, coming down off the high as you begin to take over. And operations isn't as sexy. Now operations is sexy, and you're exactly right of what's going to happen. And people who are making the news as slumlords, I think it's a slumlord to be locking 50 people out of their apartments during, you know, a national pandemic. People who are, you know, reminding people with really harsh letters, rent is due. Hey, we know that. It's due the first of every month. You know, we don't need that reminder. We need some help and some ideas here. Versus the what we're teaching our members to do, which is treat people as individuals, be compassionate, and help them find solutions. And the result is they're hitting social media, praising their landlord, saying, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I live at this property instead of that one where I used to live or where my friend lived. And in this age with social media and the availability of information, that is going to make a big difference down the line.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I read an email the other day from someone who was a tenant who wrote a letter to the landlord of the apartment complex, not knowing that he was talking to the owner. He sent it to, like, what they thought was the regional supervisor, right? But it was really the owner. And the owner never let himself be known as the owner there. So it was praising how great it was since they took over and how bad it was before they came. So it's exactly true. This is the kind of stuff that's going to happen. We're going to go one more segment here, Lynn. I hope you can hang over for another segment. And we want to cover a little bit more on this topic and talk a little bit about how people can get some education so when they run into these situations, they know what they need to know to take advantage of them. We'll be right back with Lynn Murrow and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Lovely radio show. With me here today is Lynn Murrow, Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited. And Lynn, as we went to break here, I wanted to come back in this segment and just sort of to help people figure out where to get started. One of the things that I noticed that came out of this class that you had set up where people took the classes for 4 days as opposed to 2 days. And so I got lots and lots of emails from people. And one of the things that I felt in the last 2 weeks, the emails I've been getting to people who have joined up in the last 2 weeks, is that there's this underlying fear. And here's what the fear is that I'm going to get hit from two sides at the same time. I'm going to be pulling my money out of my investments I have right now to invest it while I'm going to lose my job. And so what I've had to do with people to overcome that fear, to make them realize we're not telling them to go take a massive risk in life just to get involved and get started while times are good and while the educational process is available to them to do that. I've told a lot of people that were, you know, had $100,000 to invest that, you know, maybe a year ago I would have said, hey, right, jump right in an apartment complex. But if the knife is falling on apartment complexes, if even our good deals are making profit, they're holding back the cash flows so that they can have a larger reserves in case something bad would happen. Going out there and grabbing a couple, three, four single-family houses, popping $200 or $300 a month positive cash flow each could be a very good start. And I think you started that way, did you not, before you did apartments?
I did. We are right in the same position I was in when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined, I listened to you on the radio. That comment that I made in the first segment of you were on the radio saying, hey, $250 a month, that might be what you get right now. We're at the top of the market. But do that enough and you can replace your income. I was like, okay, I could certainly find a property that will cash flow like that. Well, we're going to see better cash flows. We're seeing them right now. You mentioned there are deals in every city that cash flow at those levels. And I just had a conversation with a new member yesterday with the exact scenario you're talking about. He is working for the airlines. He has already been told that it is highly likely he's going to lose his job in September. They have to give them this big, long notice. And he has plenty of time now to prepare for this. And that was exactly my recommendation to him, because you need not quarterly cash flow, but monthly cash flow. And that's what you're going to get out of single family. And then we talked about, you know, when he gets that portfolio together and he sees where his W-2 income goes, then he can look at 1031 exchanges into small multifamily and move to being an IRO. And so we laid out that plan for him, and he, you know, hit the ground running this morning, putting his team together, and his goal is to buy as many single family properties as he can while he still has that W-2 income.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, that's kind of the way I was seeing it when I was talking to people. And I'm just keeping in mind that, okay, I get their fear. Now, I don't have that fear because my income is pretty well pegged to a situation where it comes in whether I go to work or not. I mean, my most prominent comment in one of the commercials we did was that they tore out of something I spoke at somewhere, is that, hey, I had cancer for 8 months. I was in the hospital sick, and I still made more money that year than I'd ever made in a year before that. You know, that's what we're talking about, guys. Get in here, learn how to do this, and start building those passive streams of income. What do we have available for people right now, Lynn? How can they get started with us?
Well, we are doing our free workshop in a virtual live stream environment, and you can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to sign up. And what we're doing is we've got our presenter in our Houston office live, and you are online, and online with you is several members of our team. And those people are all real estate investors. They're all products of the Lifestyles Unlimited mentoring programs. And they are there with you to answer questions, talk to you individually or as a group. It's a great technology platform, so people from across the country can participate in this together, learn what we're all about, what we do, and what you have taught for 30 years and how it works.
You know, I think it's possible that you're getting as much, if not more, information through this new technological way of presenting material. To me, it just seems like myself, I'm just talking about, you know, I'm not a technology guy at all. You know that. I hate it. I hate phone. The phone does too many things. I don't want one. But the truth of the matter is, I buy everything online now. I'm thinking, why do I even have auto insurance? I don't even drive anywhere anymore. You know, I'm just thinking to myself, that's the way the world really is now, right? I mean, in fact, I figured out the other day because Melissa, my wife, drove my pickup truck, my F-250 or F-150 Raptor. And she goes, there's no insurance in here. I go, really? So I went and looked at my car. There's no insurance in there either. And I quickly made a call to my guy and said, send me over my insurance cards. I don't have any insurance. But the point I'm getting to is that it really is that way now, that almost everything you do is virtual. So there's almost no excuse for anybody saying, man, I got to work 12 hours a day, 6 days this week. I can't get in there. I have no time to study your material. That's all gone now, isn't it?
It is, and the key here is making this an experience, right, where you can have that virtual experience and you can talk with people, you can get your questions answered in real time. And that's really the difference, is being able to have that interaction. And the platforms are out there to do it. We got them, and we have been really actually having a terrific time together with our people who are new and thinking about joining, but also our members during this time. And it's wonderful to have these platforms. It gives a great option, and now there's no reason that you can't get out there and do it. It's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. For all of you out there that are just getting started with this, remember, we're not doing this just to make a little money. This is about a complete change of your lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.